Skypiercer, written by Dolash, 7854. CR-90, Corellian Corvette, Agony 2, Corvette Squadron Agony, Carrier Group Affliction. The bridge of the Agony 2 was lit up and louder than it had ever been since its initial commissioning. Alarm klaxons whooped and bleeped as ensigns shouted about system malfunctions as they attempted to patch in with engineering. Dolash was disturbed by the cacophony. The commotion was offensive to his ears as he tried to filter it out and pay attention to the viewport before him. This was the fiercest battle he had ever seen. Green and red turbolaser fire streaked in between behemoths of durasteel as they reflected off transparent shields with a slight blue ripple and sheen. The devastation was an affront to Tarentum's majesty. While the Tarentum Grey Jedi could hardly make out the Allied ships through the viewport due to their black-as-night paint, he knew the radars were a different story. Plus, it was obvious when a ship was struck by a turbolaser shot head-on. He watched as Agony 3 capsized and its remnants were blasted into smithereens, some pieces smaller than a grown man. Oh, and grown men were floating around too. Their lifeless visage tugged at him, stirring old wounds awake inside. He watched as another turbolaser rapidly shot through space, heading directly for the Agony 2. "Brace for impact!" The command was hardly uttered as the laser disappeared to their side and the whole vessel rocked violently. It seemed the name of the ship was fitting for its current situation. Dolash wasn't sure if it was adrenaline or what, but it seemed all of the sounds aboard the bridge suddenly grew even louder. Ship facilities that were wholly untouched moments before were now damaged. An ensign, tapping wildly at his control panel, suddenly addressed the ship's command officer. "Captain, both of our remaining laser batteries are dysfunctional." The captain tutted, mentioned something inaudible under his breath, and then seemed to recover his senses.
"Divert weapons to forward shields. We're like a sleeping Giska out here."
Dolash walked towards the captain, shaking his head. "Hey, Cap, we're like a highly trained Beskad-covered warrior, more like, who just slipped in a Sarlacc pit by accident. We're outclassed and outnumbered in deep Osik."
"I agree. However, I must wait for an order from the squadron commander."
The captain stared dumbfounded at the mauve Twi'lek standing before him, spittle firing aimlessly from the facial hair-framed gap on his face. Dolash wiped his face and continued. He might not have the chance. He could see the gears turning behind the majestic mustachioed man's eyes. Before the captain could respond, Dolash pointed past him towards the viewport. "Sir, the Agony!" The captain pivoted to the viewport in time to watch the third explosion destroy the bridge that already devastated Agony 1. Suddenly, a nearby ensign handling the battle navigation for the ship sputtered. "Sir, we've got three bogies on a collision course with the Agony 2. The captain turned to the ensign.
"Can you identify the enemy's units?"
"No, sir," the navigation officer began, but was cut off by Dolash. "They're suicide bombers. Dolash had seen this before. Some units could become so brainwashed as to value someone else's dream over their own life. To the Grey Jedi mercenary, the very idea of being owned by anyone was inconceivable. Captain, you need to retreat now. You are the last ship in the Agony Squadron, and you have an entire carrier group to support. You can't do that if you kill all of us." Fortunately, the captain acquiesced.
"Reroute all power subroutines to the engines. Prepare to regroup with the rest of the carrier group. Send all battle data to the carrier strike group and commander air group. Let the affliction know that the combat air patrol has been completely routed. We are regrouping with CSG and awaiting further orders."
Too little, too late. The wounded ship limped away with all of its power, but the suicide bombers caught up. Fortunately, one of the ships prematurely exploded, it destroyed itself, and damaged another that became incapable of flight. Unfortunately, it only took one of the poppers to irreparably damage the sublight engines, rendering the ship incapable of flight. Dolash looked to the captain, who nodded briskly. The captain, clearly but loudly, announced, "Order all personnel on the Agony 2 to evacuate immediately." "Captain, there are crew members trapped in engineering." The security officer motioned with his hands. "That last shot caused the bulkhead by the engine room doors to collapse. My men and I can't lift it, and no one can squeeze through." The captain cursed, audibly this time. Dolash waved as he began running. "Captain, save us spots on your life pod. I'm going to go see if I can get them. Sergeant Rusk, make sure the captain makes it out of here alive." Dolash glanced back and saw a flash of annoyance in the captain's face.
He didn't appreciate anyone giving him orders on the ship, especially orders regarding him. He'll have to cope. I'm saving his men, after all. As the Twi'lek approached the engineering room, he saw the collapsed metal bulkhead and could hear the crew members behind it shouting for help. Dolash shouted back, "Move away from the entrance! I'm going to cut through the bulkhead!" Dolash ignited his teal blade and stabbed the durasteel approximately head height. Carving carefully, he went from one side to the other, ensuring he cut through entirely so the piece was dislocated from the rest of the superstructure of the ship's skeleton. He disengaged his blade and returned the hilt to his belt. Lifting his hand and contorting in the famously mystical fashion, he was able to remove the durasteel piece he cut from the body far enough for a cubbyhole to be crawled through. Dropping the metal, he gasped in exasperation. "Climb through the hole. The ship is going down. Hurry!" Dolash waited as 12 uniform-clad engineers shimmied through the hole.
"Is that all of you?" A red-faced, paunchy ensign nodded.
"Well, sort of."
Dolash could see on their somber faces that what they may have meant. They were the only ones still alive. Dolash motioned for them to head for the escape pods as he fell in behind them, running.
"Hopefully this tub doesn't take one wrong hit before we make it."
Turning into the quarter with the escape pods, Dolash couldn't help but sigh as he saw the captain. The captain gestured them into the life pod and then sealed it as he climbed in. The hydraulics hissed as they shot the pod from the skeleton ship. Falling towards the planet, Dolash couldn't believe the damage the Agony 2 had incurred, staring at its exposed compartments. He felt a hand on his shoulder suddenly.
"Thank you, Dolash."
The captain's face was sobering and brought the Jedi back and grounded him into reality.
"Thank you for saving my men."
Not one for tender moments either. Dolash just nodded as he stared down at his feet. "Most of them died, and we lost an entire Corvette squadron, and this is just the start. Suicide bombers? This enemy was different, and that made them dangerous. Even if we survive, things will never be the same again."